are listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
And
it's been so long.
Where is he?
Yes.
Remember me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can never forget you.
It's very ironic that we're all recording from home today, however, because of a massive St. Louis snowstorm that basically shut the city down. So.
And the whole state of Virginia, for that matter. Like,
but not my corner. The southeastern corner. We got, it's dry. It's cold. They canceled school anyway, though, just to, out of a feeling of solidarity, I think.
Okay.
For homeschoolers, we don't care.
Yeah.
It's like a total throwback moment on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast today. Bree is back, which means it is a Bree's Radio Theater. And we totally previewed this one in one of our episodes at the end.
Yeah, we did promise it, I think.
I think we promised that this episode would happen. So, Bree, give us a little bit of the backstory of what chaos is going to ensue today.
Well, I want to manage expectations because I believe...
Set that bar high, Bree. Set them high.
I believe during the last radio theater, we were going to do a musical. We were going to do Epiphany the Musical.
Oh, right. I remember that.
And
okay, you knocked that bar down. Knock it down.
So it's so easy to make plans for an episode 3 months away, completely forgetting that November and December happen and are a thing.
Yeah.
It's strange how we forget that.
Correct. However, I think what we have today is the next best thing.
This
is still a modern take on the Epiphany story. This is a very important story in the narrative of the birth of our Savior, often misunderstood, often misrepresented. So why don't we misrepresent it a little bit more? I'm just kidding. Why don't we talk about it in a way that relates to the children and modern society? So this is called the four magi road trippin.
Yes.
The Bible doesn't specify how many after all.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is, again, misrepresentation. We all just sort of assumed there were three.
Right.
We three kings. You want, can I just tell a funny story real quick? Just real quick.
Please.
So when I was a child, we three kings of Orient are. I used to think that Orientar was a country. Like, I'm from Orientar. Like,
Orientar.
I'm a king from Orientar. Like, anyone else? Like, get in the comments if anyone else thought it was Orientar.
Absolutely.
That's hilarious. Right.
Good. I feel seen.
And yes. And everyone also sings the version about trying to smoke a rubber cigar.
100%.
Which my mother helpfully taught to her grandchildren, because she's just wants them to be fully educated
into it. I should have wrote a rubber cigar into here somewhere. Dang it.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll insert it on the fly. Maybe.
If it happens, it happens. That would be fine.
Right. We can just cut it down in post if it doesn't work.
All that post-production. Yes. Shall we set the scene for the four magi road tripping?
Yeah. Do you want me to describe any more, or do you want to just go into it?
Let's go.
All right.
Why do I want to go?
Let's do it. Yeah. Scene one, the star is up.
Hey, my astronomy app just pinged. The Star of Bethlehem is trending. It is a once-in-a-lifetime event. This has to be it.
Are you sure it's not another meteor shower hoax, Kaspar? Remember the last time
That time he made us drive out to see the Great Comet of Doom and it was just a plane?
No, Balthazar, this is actually legit. The Prophecy Tracker app updated. Micah 5.2 says Bethlehem is where it's happening.
Perfect. Let's head out.
Wait for me. It's Trish, remember?
Trish?
Yeah, it's me. I just got my spiritual road trip certification and I am dying to try it out. So I'm going with you, period. Should we take a camel share or do we walk?
Camel Lift is gouging their fares again. Let's rent a van. It is cheaper and has room for snacks.
Snacks are essential. You can't follow a star in an empty stomach.
Wow. Scene 2. Pit stop at the marketplace.
Gold? Get your gold! Frankincense? Get your frankincense! Myrrh! Myrrh over here! Gold, frankincense, and myrrh!
All right, we've got gold. But do we really need frankincense and myrrh? Why not something practical, like baby wipes or a Target gift card?
Stick to tradition. Gold for royalty, frankincense for divinity, and myrrh for, well, the symbolic stuff.
What about this baby's first self-miss onesie? It's both practical and adorable.
Oh, that is just the cutest. I'm for that.
Focus, Melchior. Let's stick to the classics. Let's just grab the myrrh and we'll head out. The GPS says we're behind schedule.
And we wouldn't want to keep the King of Kings waiting now, would we?
Scene 3. Navigating Bethlehem.
In 500 cubits, turn left.
Is this Bethlehem? It's quieter than I imagined.
The GPS keeps routing us through Herod's palace. Can't someone double-check the map?
Herod did not pass the vibe check. I did not like him at all.
It's strange that he didn't seem to know anything about the prophecies from his own faith.
It almost felt like he was using us to test his own priests and counselors. I felt sorry for them.
Sauce no cap.
You're babbling again, Trish. Balthazar, if this app can't get us to Bethlehem, what are we gonna do?
Is the stable that little icon that looks like a barn? Or is that a fast food joint?
Excuse me, but that's a Chick-fil-A. What?
Forget the map. I can smell hay. This way!
Finally, something reliable.
Scene 4. The stable. At last, the Magi arrived at the stable. Inside, they found the child with his mother, exactly as the star had promised.
This is it. The prophecy was right.
And the star led us here perfectly.
It's a little rustic, but I like the vibe.
Can we hit up that Chick-fil-A on the way back? I have a serious hankering for a spicy chicken biz.
Gold for the King of Kings.
Frankincense for the Son of God.
I have composed an original drum solo for this very special occasion.
And myrrh, well, it's symbolic, okay? Don't overthink it.
Mary nodded silently, her smile full of gratitude. Joseph stood by, quietly observing as the Magi laid their gifts before the child. Scene 5, the potluck.
I brought a casserole. It's a hot dish. Very traditional.
What's in it?
Not sure, but it's covered in tater tots, so it's probably fine.
Oh, so I'm getting my spiritual potluck certification, and let me just tell you,
where is this going, Trish?
Well, anyway, I think this makes us the first ever potluck attendees.
Let us give praise to the Savior. Christ is born.
Thank God for his faithfulness through the star that brought us here.
And also for funeral potatoes, because no journey should end without food.
You're here.
Brought us a rubber cigar. Do you guys?
No, Trish. Not in front of the baby.
I'm sorry. No. No.
That's for the camel share home.
Epilogue.
All right, friends. What a great road trip. Let's go home.
Hey, that's weird. The GPS is rerouting us through Egypt.
Well, it didn't steer us wrong getting here.
LOL, I see what you did there.
I guess it couldn't hurt to follow the GPS instructions going home.
But my spicy chicken business!
End scene.
Oh, I can picture it exactly.
Spicy chicken bass.
You know what's so funny about that? There are both long eyes and short eyes in that mm-hmm. turn of phrase, and there is no long eye or short eye sounds to be heard. What she says, spicy chicken bit.
Spicy chicken bass. Have you seen those old Studio C sketches with the character whose obsession is with lobster bisque?
What?
Oh my goodness. Sending this to you very shortly.
Do it. Please do it.
You will love this character.
Spicy chicken bass.
I love that Trish has now become a staple in all of the Breeze Radio Theater sketches.
She's canon.
She is. You're right. She's canon.
And every time she just keeps racking up more and more certifications, which I think is very admirable.
I think
Trish is out for some real personal development.
She loves to learn and develop.
She's a lifelong learner. Never stop learning, in my opinion.
Also, she can apparently time travel back to the time of Jesus.
So. What do you mean? That was actually like, this was a modern retelling. Well, I guess time travel. I mean, whatever. It's fine. She's obviously not like omnipotent, omnipresent, but like she can walk various planes, I think.
Without even realizing she's doing it.
Right. Correct. She is in every place at every time. Mm-hmm. And we just embrace it.
Yeah. Does she know how she got there? No, she does not.
Does she know any different? No.
Yeah, she has the heart. She's the heart of she's the heart and the faith of a child.
True.
She's just fully in.
Yeah.
Fully immersed.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I also, Erin, I'm so proud of you for writing in the phrase sus no cap. This script. It's very important. Uh-oh, I think I froze.
Oh, no, you've frozen, Bree.
Yeah. I got kicked off the internet. That's so cool.
Seriously, though, if I said that, Erin, in front of my children, they would look at me and go, just no, Mom. Stop.
I know, but that's why it had to be. And only Trish could have done it.
Only Trish.
Yeah. Only Trish.
Trish is currently traveling to another plane of existence at the moment. We don't know where she'll turn up. Probably in Wittenberg, 1519.
Ooh, is that a preview of the next one?
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
She's sabotaging.
Mm-hmm. Where did you just travel to, Trish, since you disappeared off the internet?
No internet land. I traveled. I literally traveled back to Bible time.
Wow.
While
you were gone, there was some speculation that maybe you traveled to 16th century Wittenberg.
Yeah.
Trish.
Visited a little Martin Luther and
That's crazy.
Herring barrel adventure or something like that.
I smell the next radio theater.
Maybe.
Trish and a herring barrel?
Listen. This is what happens. We make magic. The four of us reunite and magic is made. Seeds are planted.
I'm loving this tradition of just coming up with the next episode at the end of every radio theater.
Uh-huh.
It can only happen in person. Like, you don't get this sort of synergy via email.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Bree, Trish, thanks for joining us again. This has been so fun. I love these episodes.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be included.
Mm. Of course.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to hit us with your creative genius, we're here for you.
Yes. You are my bullseye every time.
Well, ladies, you can find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge on the KFUO radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's been so long since I've done one of these episode endings. I can't even remember what I normally say because it's been like a month. Anyway, what else do I normally say? Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. You can join us in our Facebook group. I literally can't remember. Join us in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook, and also on our Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. You can join our conversation in both of those places. You've been listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
Oh, and I'm Rachel.
And I'm going to go eat a spicy chicken best.
And I apologize in advance, Sarah. You're going to have a lot to cut. I forgot we were still recording. I thought we were on to the chit-chat portion of the call.
That happens every time.
Every time we end
you were gone.
And then we just keep talking.
It's fine. It's how some things never change.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, but now I'm stopped. Stop.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give.